What's up, boozers? It's that rare time where I decide I need to record an audio boo about something, or to rant, or do whatever. Anyways, I guess I do have a rant. It's loosely based on the title of this boo, but mainly, well, if you know what I'm talking about rhythm games altogether, because I usually gravitate to rhythm games when they come out as well, and I'll usually play through it. I'll get hooked on any rhythm game you throw at me, unless you require me to move my body, which is kind of ironic, because I'm actually not all that. So I'm actually pretty active. So see, would I suck at DDR? If you put me in front of a mouse or a controller, then yeah, I'll just crush any rhythm game. But I always have one problem. I always take it to the, and I guess this is where the rank. This is where my rank is. It's more on my skill level, I guess, or my ability. And it doesn't matter what game it is. It could be DDR. It could be DJ Max. It can be Beatmania. It could be OS/Wendan/Elite Beat Agents. Or in this case, it could be Project Diva F, which the F stands for FA. But yeah, I'll go on to any song. It's like, and I'll think, I am going to perfect this song. And I'll keep going and going and going. I'll find little quips that I'm missing. I'll get it down pat. Of course, not a big problem. I'm rhythmically inclined. I do have a music background. And I'll eventually figure out how to nail every part. So yeah, I can get the full combo on this song. Every time, I'm like, okay, I got that part. I got that part. I was having a lot of trouble with. I can do it. And I'll repeat. Keep on doing that song over and over and over again. I will get like the hardest segment in that song every time. You throw any death stream at me, but it doesn't matter. Somewhere else along the lines, either before or after it, I choke. And this is the thing. It's like I hate it. I get to the end of a song and I see I got that one miss. I have that one almost. I have that one neutral one, which doesn't make you lose any life, but it drops your combo. Those are the most annoying, knowing that it was right there. In fact, that's probably the worst. But yeah. Especially on a difficult rhythm game. And still. OS, not so much, because that's all community-driven stuff, and honestly, if you can do any of the hardest songs on that one, you're probably, you know, I can't even think of a word. You're probably robotic. But yeah. But yeah, rhythm games. Awesome, because I actually had the same problem with Theatrhythm too. It's like I kept on doing Battle 1 from 9, and I would be able to do that. And of course, I get the triple S, you need to go no skills, get it completely, get it completely all critical and stuff. And it took me maybe, I don't know, take it 2 or 3 days before I finally got it. I would always have that one non-critical. But ongoing with the title of the game. As far as rhythm games go, would I recommend Project Diva F on the PS3 or Vita? Actually, yes, I would. It's a very challenging game. And it's like, if you like rhythm games and you're not absolutely sick of the Vocaloid brand, then go for it. I mean, it's a very challenging game. It's got a lot of fluff in there as well, but you don't have to worry about all that stuff unless you're trying to platinum the game. At that point, well, I guess you're going to have to get used to rubbing robots' heads for a while. But other than that, rhythm game, great. It has my bums hurting. Let's just say that. But yeah. Other than that, on less niche games, I guess I actually have an Xbox One now. I got Forza 5. And I'm actually liking it a lot. It's a brand awareness that made me go over the Xbox or the PS4. Anyways, that's it for now, I guess.